yet. an altered time forces and some European record. Distant figures glimpsed in new rituals and departure. Darkness. Nettles and climate control. Nettles and pod heats. Pin telephone being nettle. Sounds and traffic. Muted by the gas filled windows. All changing. Pin panic. All gone. Healing enters the ATM bar. Music. Sources. He becomes an air among any balance. An air equilibrium. It is all noise and peace. And, yes, the glasses are here. Tucked beside his telephone. He draws them out. Opening earpieces with a dirty pleasure that has somehow endured since grade. Very nearly a decade he has wandered, though he doesn't think committing those things. But he has never bought another piece of software, and the black plastic rings have started to lose their sheen. The label on the cassette is unreadable now, slated white with his touch in the night. So many rooms like this one. He has long since come to prefer her in silence. He no longer inserts the yellowing audio beads. He has learned to provide his own, whispering to her as he fast forwards through all the clumsy titles and up the moonlit ragged hillscape of a place that is neither Hollywood nor Rio, but some soft focused digital approximation of both. She is waiting for him, always, in the White House up the Cannon Road. The counters. The line. The jet-beaded dress against the not perfection of her skin. Such lightness. The black beads drawn smooth and cool as a snake's belly up her tense thigh. We'll be right back.
Yo,